We had several ideas for songs to do tonight. One was a series of chipmunk songs. Linda was going to do everything in chipmunk, but we decided not to do that. The other one is that Linda's famous for writing long songs. She has one that has about 25 verses, so she's going to sing five of that. Then I was going to do one setting of the Agnus Dei. She was going to sing five more verses. I was going to do another setting of my Agnus Dei. Five settings of Agnus Dei with a, around the stuff song. But we decided to do something different. So here we go.
I feel kind of like this is like one of those omni-theater things where there's like people everywhere. So anyway, if you need to move your chairs to see better, I mean, I don't really have that great of a profile, so sorry over there. But whatever you need to do. So, we're going to start off with something completely different. These are three tunes from Quebec, and we'll see how this works. I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you.
Does that sound, I mean, can you hear the, it's not too boomy? You can turn that off now. Thanks. Well, I guess I'll just stay here. We're doing Flatland.
Oh, yeah. Say something about being at Holden Village.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, here's a song that has been brewing in me, I guess, since about 1982 when I lived at Holden. And I'm from Nebraska. I mean, I live in Minneapolis, but I grew up in Nebraska. There's at least one person who can attest to that fact, my brother. I did grow up, well, you know, bodily anyway. And when I lived in Holden, you know, it was a hard and beautiful and wonderful time, as you all know who've lived here a little. And but there was one thing I really missed, and that was the sky. So I wrote this song called Flatland. And if you want to sing along in the chorus, if you can figure it out, that'd be great. And Ray and I just played this together for the first time about an hour ago, so we'll see if this works. I'm having trouble with my sponge. Okay. The land is flat, rolls right out like a welcome mat. Big clouds hanging like ships in the sky, and it makes my soul want to get up and fly. But flat land, it's not for everyone. Flat land is not everybody's idea of a lot of fun. Easy to love the mountains, and who doesn't like the sea? But flat land's been good to me. Well, I lived a year in the mountains tall. It was so beautiful, I'd recommend it all. But when they gave my neck's too sore from trying to see the sky. Oh, but Flatland, it's not for everyone. And Flatland is not everybody's idea of fun. It's easy to love the mountain, and who doesn't like the sea? Just between you and me, Flatland's not really as flat as it's made out to be. It's a subtle thing, cause it's a subtle place. Not like some tourist spot hit you right in the face. Thank you.
When I was in first grade, I thought I maybe had found the answer to my life. I was either going to marry Gay Ann Martin, Vicki Ann Mason, or Carol Ann Robinson. And if I could just land one of those three, my life was going to be okay. I learned a bigger lesson from them, and so I sing this song for all of us that continually gain energy from the feminine. I'd like you to sing along with me. The chorus is simply the names of those girls, Gay Ann Martin, Vicki Ann Mason, Carol Ann Robinson, and here's how we'll sing their names. Gay Ann Martin, Vicki Ann Mason, Carol Ann Robinson. Very simple, here we go. Gay Ann Martin, Vicki Ann Mason, Carol Ann Robinson. I was a young lad, 6 years old, in the first grade class, doing as I'd been told by my father, who had said, if you follow the rules, you'll make a good name at Jefferson School. Mary Schmidt was the teacher, and I liked her a lot. She liked me too, and sometimes I even got to do a favor, like erase the board. But even more than Mary, I adored Gay Ann Martin, Vicki Ann Mason, Carol Ann Robinson. There was some kind of magic in these three young girls, with their pleated little skirts and their long brown curls, and the way they colored pictures so bold and free, that must have touched something deep inside of me. Because one day I wrote my name, like Mr. Schmidt said, in the upper right corner of my paper. But instead of Raymond Benton McKeever, I signed Ray Ann McKeever, and it looked just fine. Gay Ann Martin, Vicki Ann Mason, Carol Ann Robinson. Well, the next day, Mary gave our papers back. She announced what I had done, and everybody laughed, and I felt so bad that I could have cried, but I swallowed my tears, and a part of me died. Well, all this happened 46 years ago. Mary Schmidt is gone. God rest her soul, and please keep these women just as bold and free as the Ray Ann McKeever still living in me. Gay Ann Martin, Vicki Ann Mason, Carol Ann Robinson. Gay Ann Martin, Carol Ann
Well, it's the demonic mic stand. Come on.
Well, this is another song that's been coming in me for a while. When I grew up, when I was growing up in Omaha, everybody tried really, like, spent most of their summers, anyway, the girls did, they spent most of their summers trying to get tan. That was like the goal of a young girl and a not so young girl, a pubescent girl in my growing up years, was to get tan. And, well, I never did. I burned, I peeled, and got white. Looking for the pick. No. Might be. Anyway, good enough. And anyway, so this is kind of my adult railing against the tyranny of needing to be tan when you can't be, and of wanting to be something different than you are, which is what this culture sells. And of course, because I can't really stop at that, it goes into a bunch of different areas. Because I like to rail. I just can't stop it. Okay. Let me tell you a little story about a little girl in Omaha. Her ancestors were North Europeans. She had pale skin, green eyes, and blonde hair. She went down to the neighborhood pool with all the other European-type people. Saw everyone trying to be cool by burning the heck out of their skin. She said, they don't like the color they are. So I guess I don't like the color I am. I think I'll spend a lot of time baking myself like a Christmas ham. She grew up, she noticed a lot more, sucked it up like a vacuum cleaner. Everyone wants to look like someone they're not. Everyone wants to go where the grass looks greener. There's only one thing you can know for sure, you're not okay the way you are. Well, that little girl grew up and today she's telling us we've gone too far. So just be the color you are, and I'll be the color I am. It'll save us both a lot of time. Anyway, I think that was the original plan. Na-na-na-na-na. Now red, yellow, black, white, brown, ebony, coal black, mahogany, ivory, milk white, copper, olive, chocolate, acru, pink, and beige, and rose, and tan. Now amber and almond, pitch black, stark white, mother of pearl and honey, golden, rust and cream, ruddy, dusky, cinnamon, pale and swarthy, bronze and sandy. Just be the color you are, and I will be the color I am. It'll save us both a lot of time. And anyway, I think that's the original plan. Now tanning booths and personal trainers, plastic surgery, wrinkle cream and hair straightener, stomach stables and push-up bras, I feel like I'm in the land of Oz. Well, maybe Julia Roberts wants to look like Sharon Stone, who wishes she were Winona Ryder, maybe even Brad Pitt, who knows, but you get the picture. Just be the body you are, and I'll be the body I am. It'll save us both a lot of time. And anyway, I think that was the original plan. Now, what about people with twisted bodies? And what about people who talk kind of funny? We all might see things differently if we could roll a mile in that wheelchair, honey. 'Cause maybe they got something to tell us if we just slow down a minute and listen. Could it be that they're not jealous 'cause they know something that we've been missing? Just be whoever you are, and I'll be whatever I am. It'll save us both a lot of time. And anyway, I think that was the original. Why don't you be the color you are, and I'll be the color I am. It'll save us both a lot of time. And anyway, I think. that's the original playing. Ow. Thank you. I had this all planned out where I was going to store everything, and now I've forgotten. Vaseline? Oh, no. Well, if you haven't already noticed, Ray is the calm and collected one of this duo. I'll admit it freely. This is a song more about kind of my wondering and longing about death and endings and why they have to be and what they mean. So there's three people in this song. One is a man that when I worked at an outdoor education center, we had a lot of different populations, they called them populations, come and visit us. And one population was a group of very elderly people who were quite sick in a nursing home. And there was a man, Conrad, who never spoke. But when they would bring him a rabbit or a puppy or something from the farm next door, he would stroke it. And that was the only movement he would ever do. He would never acknowledge anyone talking to him, but he would stroke this rabbit. And I kind of thought, what's going on in this guy? And other people in the song are one of my grandfathers who had Alzheimer's, and then a friend from St. Olaf, Mary Witt.
Conrad sitting in his wheelchair, one leg hanging down. The other's not there. He's been holding a rabbit from the farm next door, and he's chewing tobacco and staring at the floor. Conrad, do you think about your life? Did you ever want to travel? Conrad, did you have a wife? I'd like to see you as a little kid running wild, making trouble. Conrad, I know you did. Conrad, where do you go when you leave this chair? I can tell you're not with me, though your body's sitting there. Are you closer now to knowing why you're on this earth than you were the morning your mother gave birth? My grandfather, he worked with wood. He'd carve a troll or a dragon into anything that stood. He loved to hear me play the violin. He'd sing Eg Vitalita Yent in Oeskogen. Grandpa, where do you go when you leave this bed? I can tell all the memories are tangled in your head. Are you climbing the mountain that bears your name in the Hardanger Fjord, Grandpa? Is it the same? Mary, she had it all in her hands, loving family, bright future, a fine young man. Then she died in her sleep, Out on the road now, there's a man somewhere who's got to bear that load. Oh, Mary, what are you thinking now? I'm so sorry you left us. Couldn't understand how you were young. Your life had stretched ahead for years. Now you're gone, but you're somewhere beyond my fears. Conrad, I haven't seen you in a while. Did you go to meet my grandpa? Did they welcome you in style? Are you closer now to knowing why we're on this earth than you were on the morning your mother gave birth? La, la, la.
After I'd met Linda, I think I fell in love with her first when she started playing the fiddle, and it moved a couple levels deeper after I heard her sing that song. For about 7 years, I visited my grandmother, who lived at a nursing home in the same town that my parents did in north central Illinois. I didn't see her often, but always at Christmas and sometimes another time during the year. And she lived with a thing called chronic brain syndrome, which she had developed and had no recognition of anyone for those 7 years. Every time I'd see her, I think I'm going to write a song about that, because it was a very complex, raised some complex questions. I never could get to that song. She died 2.5 years ago, and in 2 days I had a song, and this is the song. Well, my grandma was queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. With her long white fingers and her hard red nails, she would shake off from her hands before she played a few scales. I would watch in amazement as the blur went by, right before my wondering little boy eyes. That's my grandma, the queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. I like to listen to the songs my grandma would play. Most of all, I like to watch the way she pumped the pedal with her foot, crossed over with her hands. Oh, there was no one quite as royal, quite as regal, quite as grand as my grandma, the queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. Sometimes her hands, well, they look like spiders, spinning webs of music out from deep inside her. And sometimes she would lift them up and pounce down on the keys like an eagle's talon descending to seize. My grandma, the queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. My own musical career began when I was 9, with a flute and a solo and a contest time. I would need a good accompanist to help me do my best, so I mustered all my courage, then I made a bold request for my grandma, the queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, You should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. I remember that first solo. It was called Romance. I barely made it to the end. It was such an awkward dance. That little boy on shaky knees with sweat upon his brow, and his grandma leading patiently, then reminding him to bow. Thank you, Grandma. Queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench, commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. Well, every year we played again, and soon our entourage included Bach, Ferré, and Griffiths, Polonaise, and Badinage. And by the time I went to college, my music danced with ease, and I had learned that I could play most anything I pleased. Last time with my grandma, the queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench, commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. And now I can do most anything I please. Thank you, Grandma. Well, Linda had her grandpa in her song, and I had my grandma in my song. And when we got married, her mother, I don't know how it came about, but she got her grandpa's ring, and I got my grandma's ring.
I asked for it.
You asked for it. It was a great idea. And so I went in search of my grandma's, and I found out my Aunt Marge had it. And so we melted the rings down, and we combined them, and they went in to make up our wedding rings. So our grandparents are very much with us tonight. This is a song it's a song that I wrote for my parents' 50th wedding anniversary, and it's for any of you who have been married 50 years or longer, any of you who have been married for a week or two and are looking forward to maybe hitting 50. Some of you have been, well, whatever. Anyway, I hope everybody gets included in some way here. We'll just sing it. It's called Night Train to St. Louis, and it's based on what happened to my folks when I got married. He was a young man of 18 in 1942. She was 17 and queen of his heart. He had been away at college since the fall, but now that spring had called, they both agreed we're much too far apart. She was back in Joliet, and Easter brought him home from the Kentucky hills to the northern Illinois plain. Then they made a daring plan together, one they hoped would last forever. Packed their bags and caught the very next train. Oh, they took the night train to St. Louis with $100 more or less to start. They took a chance and gambled. They put their lovin' on the line. He was the king of swing. She was the queen of his heart. Well, they stepped onto the platform in the bright Missouri morning, and they looked up for a steeple in the sky. When they knocked, the church door opened, not many words were spoken. He became her husband, she his wife. When When the young man asked, "Now how much do we owe you?" Oh, the reverend answered, "How much is she worth?" The young man made this declaration. Oh, I forgot the words, I can't. Without a moment's hesitation, this young man made this declaration. More than all the money on this earth. Oh, they took the night train to St. Louis with $100 more or less to start. They took a chance and gambled, put their loving on the line. The king of swing and the queen of his kindly, the vows they made back then, 50 married years and the blessing show. Many call that young man Grandpa, and his music still swings on. Grandma, she's quilting every heart she knows. So on this anniversary, with her family and their friends, there's a sentiment that's held by everyone. That the love which rode the rails into that night so long ago is the kind of love we're glad they gambled on. We're glad they took the night train to St. Louis with $100 more or less to start. Glad they took a chance and gambled, put their loving on the line. The king of swing, queen of his heart. He's the king of swing, she's the queen of his heart. Thank you.
Okay, now for you fans of multiculturalism. It's our token French song. Okay, now you're gonna sing in French. All of you, this is a song I learned in Quebec also, all the songs that I learned there that weren't strictly ballads were call response songs, and a lot of the ballads were too, actually, and often done unaccompanied by one person who sings and everybody responds, so that's your job. And however, I realize probably a lot of you don't speak French fluently, so we'll make it easy for you. And your part will be, I'll tell you a little bit about this song. It's a song that where the chorus has nothing to do with the verses, for one thing, so don't worry about not understanding. Or if you understand a little French, you're going, well, wait a minute. I mean, you're right. They don't make any sense. The chorus is about, I hear the mill wheel, and the verses are about basically a house being built, and my boyfriend is the one of three carpenters. He's the cute one, and I called up to him on the roof, did you bring lunch for us? And he said, no, but there's a few pigeons nearby. And I said, well, get them and we'll make something. And they made a stew and it was so good that the sea and all the fish in it trembled. So there you go. And your part is going to be, I hear the mill wheel. J'entends le moulin. Can you say, j'entends le moulin? You know, and if you don't try too hard, just kind of go, j'entends le moulin. Okay, kind of like that. You know, you got to have kind of a little brio there. And the sound that you'll make is tika tika tika, which is the sound of the mill wheel going around. So it's j'entends le moulin tika tika tika. J'entends le moulin tika tika tika. Those of you with sinus problems will be even better at this. J'entends. And then you'll sing tika tika taka. So, and we'll just kind of, you know, however it works, you'll get it. You'll figure it out. Mon père a fait bâtir maison, j'entends le moulin tac. Mon père a fait bâtir maison, j'entends le moulin tac. L'a fait bâtir à trois pignons, tique 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 tac. J'entends le moulin tique tique tique, j'entends le moulin tac. J'entends le moulin tique tique tique, j'entends le moulin tac. L'a fait bâtir à trois pignons, j'entends le moulin tac. La fait bâtir à trois pignons, j'entends le moulin tac. C'est trois charpentiers qui la font tic-tic, tic-tac. J'entends le moulin tic-tic-tic, j'entends le moulin tac. J'entends le moulin. Oh, trois charpentiers qui la font, j'entends le moulin tac. Trois charpentiers qui la font, j'entends le moulin tac. Le plus jeune, c'est mon mignon, tic-tic-tic-tac. J'entends le moulin, tic-tic-tic, j'entends le moulin, tac. J'entends le moulin. Oh, qu'apporte-tu, mon petit fripon, j'entends le moulin, tac. Qu'apporte-tu, mon petit fripon, j'entends le moulin, tac. C'est à portée de trois pigeons, tic-tic, tic-tac. J'entends le moulin, tic-tic-tic, j'entends le moulin, tac. J'entends le moulin. Oh, en s'essayant, il fit un bon, j'entends le moulin, tac. En s'essayant, il fit un bon, j'entends le moulin, tac. Qui fit trembler mer et poisson, tic-tic, tic-tac. J'entends le moulin, tic, 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 j'entends le moulin, tac. Et puis j'entends le moulin, tic, 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 j'entends le moulin, tac. J'entends le moulin, tic, 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 j'entends le moulin, tac. Excusez-la. Merci. Here it is, the interminable song. This is a song which comes out of my being perpetually, eternally overwhelmed with stuff, both mentally and physically, and you name it. So I might need a little cheat sheet here. Oh, yeah. Everyone can sing, and believe me, you'll know it by the end. Okay. Song this long, you gotta be slightly in tune. I don't have all the words there. I got like one word per verse down here on this page. I've got boxes of stuff full of stuff I haven't looked at since the Iron Age. The other day I found another pile of stuff up in the attic. Exactly what's in there is hard to gauge. There's a crusty old dresser. Well, I swore I'd scrape it off. A big old trunk without a key. I suppose it could be Jimmy Hoffa. Clothes that never fit me and clothes I never liked. And here's some clothes I don't know whose they are.
see, when you got a split personality, well, it's hard to keep your wardrobe down. I guess I saved that ugly suit in case I made it into Congress. And here's a polyester wedding gown. Some coveralls for farming, a silk dress that's turning green. Some tie-dye, some black leather, Oxford shirts from L.L. Bean. And here's a bridesmaid dress I wouldn't wear if I was paid. I must have saved it because it cost a mint. And there's all kind of stuff just hanging around in the closet, in the attic, in the lost and found. Keep on getting more, but you probably got enough. Everybody's got a ton of stuff. So now I go to the Salvation Army. It's kind of like a treasure hunt. 'Cause sometimes you find just what you need. Sometimes you find just what you want. And you never have to holler 'cause you paid $40, and the next day you get a big stain on the collar. I don't dress like the magazines tell me to dress. I dress just like myself. And there's all kind of stuff just hanging around in the closet, the attic, the lost and found. You keep on getting more, but you probably got enough. Everybody's got a ton of stuff. Now there's another thing that I feel compelled to mention. I mean things that come in sets of two. Like socks and shoes and mittens, earrings, cufflinks, gloves, and spouses. When you lose one, well, what can you do? There's no tops on the felt pens that you just bought for your kids. And there's a plastic bowl for leftovers, they never fit their lids. You want to keep your mittens, better put them on a string, just like you did when you were in first grade. Now, I bet you've all had one of those dreams where you gotta get to somewhere fast. Maybe it's a test, or a concert, or a party, and you don't want to get there last. So you spend the whole dream looking for some stupid thing you swear was right there in your pocket, just all set for you to bring. You never ever find it, and you miss the whole event. You wake up sleeping like, you wake up feeling like you never slept. And there's all kind of stuff just hanging around in the closet, the attic, in the lost and found. Keep on getting more, but you probably got enough. Everybody's got a ton of stuff. Well, maybe you could solve the problem if you took a couple classes. One's designed to cut your stress in half, like time management and yoga, powerlifting and tai chi. Or just fall back on good old arts and crafts. Zen meditation on a Zafu for your every yin and yang. 20 ways to tie a scarf, you know that could be just the thing. Keep yourself real busy and you won't have time to think about the stuff you wish you could forget. Now maybe you think I'm the pack rat queen, but don't kid yourself, there's plenty worse. Some people can't part with anything, just go look inside your mother's purse. There's skanky old hankies and linty old mints, aspirin, pantyhose, and teabags, ticket stubs, and diet hints. A couple hundred thousand photographs of little kids and 20 pens that haven't worked in years. And there's all kind of stuff just hanging around in the closet, in the attic, the lost and found. Keep on getting more, but you probably got enough. Everybody's got a new stuff. Well, in the true religion of a first world nation, there's a temple that they call the mall. You go in for some toothpaste and you come home with a sofa. Don't leave home without your plastic have-it-all. There's Christmas in December, back to school begins in May. A red light special on a toilet seat that says have a nice day. Every time I worry that I'm wasting my whole life, I tell myself at least I don't make that. And there's all kind of stuff just hanging around in the closet, the attic, the lost and found. You keep on getting more, but you probably got enough. Everybody's got a ton of stuff. Well, finally, yay, while we're on the subject of stuff, how about songs with too many words? Used to be enough just to have a little chorus, simple harmony and major thirds. Now I try to cram every idea I've ever had into one song, and when I finally come to sing it, it's half an hour too long. What happened to the good old songs? Like we shall overcome. All we are saying is give peace a chance. And there's all kind of stuff just hanging around in the closet, the attic, the lost and found. You keep on getting more, but you probably get enough. Everybody's got a ton of stuff. La da 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 da.
Thank you. So patient.
I sense that the Olympic torch may be coming closer to the village as we finish off this concert with a couple more songs. Can we do that? Look to the powers that be. Oh. We're not going to get this. This is for Janet. Oh, this is for Janet Grant. This is also just a further reflection on Larry's reflection tonight, his wonderful reflections during Vespers. Just a slight comment on that. And also a comment on the fact that you're all sitting here right now. It's a radical act to sit still and be quiet. That's what we heard tonight. And it's amazing how a resistance can arise not only within yourself, but outside of yourself when you do such actions. I believe he said that in Marin, a way, and this is just another way of saying it. This is what happened to me one day. Dawn was breaking the dark, early morning in the park. The birds were all singing away. This walk I was taking, 'cause bad dreams had shaken my spirit, and I'd awakened dismay. So I stopped, settled down to a spot on the ground to watch the sun welcome the day. I started feeling at ease, from my worries released, when a voice from behind me exclaimed, "Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there?" Quote, "Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there?" Here I'd been thinking this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, I quick turned around to the source of this sound, these unpleasant words to my ear. It was an elderly lady thinking, maybe I should be someplace but here. Or is this what she means, that a grown man in blue jeans is probably wasting his time? Sitting this way at the start of the day, watching the sun start to climb. Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. You know, it bothered me some to be treated kind of like a bum, greeted with such rude display. As my feelings grew caustic, my mind was at loss to explain why I sat there this way. So I pondered the facts, can a man ever sit and relax and still know he's okay? Or was I simply a jerk for not being at work at 6:30 a.m. on a Monday? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I'd been thinking this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, I walked home recovering, called up a brother and said, let's play tennis till 10. Our game was so splendid that when we had ended, we promised next Monday to do it again. After the match, as I soaked in my bath, thinking, gee, I should get to work soon, I took a sip of my tea, and then I thought of that lady, and I sat there till mid-afternoon. Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile?
Looking pretty good.
Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. I just went right on thinking this is the best thing I've done for a while.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we could each afford our own guitar, wouldn't you? But no. Okay, this is another song, you know, musings on life. It's dangerous when I start doing that. But this is it. This, if you can pick up on the chorus of this, which you probably will, it's not that hard. Anyway, it's a song about how really a lot of times the way beauty and goodness come to us are through other beings or other people in the Navajo sense of all my relatives, or in the Native American sense of all my relatives, as people being also rocks and trees and mountains and flatland. So this is just kind of, I don't even remember what the words are, so I can't even tell you what it's about until I reel it out. So the chorus is, if you can't remember what to sing, just sing good, good thing, and it'll come around sometime. There's beauty lying in every spot. It shines out whether you look or not. You want to touch it every chance that you've got. Then you gotta let it go. You breathe in beauty with every breath while it moves you closer to your own death. It'll all be finished in beauty. Yeah, sit back and enjoy the ride. 'Cause it's a good, good thing to be with the people who love you. And it's a good, good thing. Be with the people you love. And it's a good, good thing to notice what you've been given, to be glad you are living. You know it's a good, good thing. Well, if you've been hurt, then you can recognize the pain lying deep in your sister's eyes, the thin line between what's real and what's lies, and what doesn't matter at all. I've been on this earth long enough to see everybody's just another you and me. You can turn your back or help set them free, and they'll set you free too. 'Cause it's a good, good thing to be with the people who love you. And it's a good, good thing to be with the people you love. And it's a good, good thing to notice what you've been given, to be glad that you are living. You know it's a good, good thing. The whole creation groans in labor. Every tadpole is your next door neighbor. You won't find it in the Sunday paper. Gotta get out and see for yourself. You're a dying bird on the oil slick sand. Clearest voice in the angel band. It's nothing we can understand, but it's the only show in town. And it's a good, good thing to be
be with the people who love you, and it's a good, good thing. To be with the people you love, and it's a good, good thing. To notice what you've been given, to be glad that you are living. You know it's a good, good thing. More people can love you every day, and more people of love are thrown in your way. They watch what you do, not what you say. They can read your soul in your eyes. So trust your gut and get on with life, though it rips through you like a rusty knife. Friend, stranger, child, lover, husband, wife, be good to the people you love. And it's a good, good thing to be with the people who love you. And it's a good, good thing to be with the people you love. And it's a good, good thing to notice what you've been given, to be glad that you are living. You know it's a good, good thing. And the source is there in every rock, every flying thing, and every tick of the clock. She's the ocean you ride on, the boat and the dock, the hunger in your dreams. So is this blessing or is it curse? Sometimes it's too good to bear, sometimes it couldn't be worse. It's up to us to write the next verse, la 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 la. And it's a good, good thing to be with the people who love you. And it's a good, good thing to be with the people you love. And it's a good, good thing to notice what you've been given, to be glad that you are living. You know it's a good, good thing.
I think that's about it for tonight.
Thank you.
I think the Olympic torch is getting close. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, look at these people here.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. It's great to be welcomed in your hometown. What is on the agenda now? Do we have this ceremony coming up now?
All right.
All right.
What more is there to say?
Lady and gentlefolk of Railroad Creek Valley, my goal's to inform, not to dilly-dally. We gather on this joyous, momentous occasion to announce the most favored games in the nation. Having searched from Lucerne to Lyman for names, the Olympic Board picked a place for our games. Not Copper, not Buckskin, not Martin Ridge. The Olympics shall be in Holden Village. Whether you're girl or boy or both, whether you're married, alone or betrothed, whether you're weak or strong or smelly, whether you're thin or you've got a big belly, whether you're young or old and tired, athletes are permitted, but not required. From all over the globe, or at least Minnesota, contestants have come just to fill the quota. From Spokane and Issaquah, Fairbanks, Alaska, the Slovak Republic, Coon Rapids, and Chaska. From Germany, Canada, Houston, Milwaukee, Puyallup and Salem, Missoula, Wenatchee. From Moorhead, Edina, Tucson, Sioux Falls, these players and spectators have all been called for physical, multi-generational fun, whether it rains or whether it suns. Yeah. The events are amazing as well as fantastic. You'll treat your eyes to Jubilee gymnastics. Play volleyball, soccer, or synchronized swimming. In a plunge by the sauna, that's just the beginning. The garbology pentathlon and minor diving, track and field, sumo, and soccer striving. There's pool and bowling and ping pong, no less. Way down in the pool hall, you just follow Wes. There's rubber band shooting and a steeplechase and some kind of scavenger scrap boat race. There will be softball throwing and airplane making, but best of all, you know we ain't faking. There will be nosebleed basketball with a Holden Dream Team. When they fall off the tailings, just try not to scream. Now, just a suggestion. Please don't think I'm rude, but the first Olympics were all played in the nude. Now, to keep from any kind of hierarchical sinning, there can be no losers, just the differently winning. Though for medals we have a dilemma, I'm told, 'cause how sound mining took all the gold. So instead of medals or product endorsement checks, our winners can hang tailings around their necks. Now, I've spoken too long in my poetic whimsy. I hope you'll forgive if my rhyming was flimsy. With my duty now done, I'll bid you good night. Now behold the Olympic torch alight!